In other words, a move to wellness, a move to wholeness, a move towards what you call normalcy, high functionality, etc. These events in the nanosecond are connected to other wounds, other times of healing, other times that require healing, wounds that perhaps have been left and festered over what you call eons and eons of time. And time is by nature simultaneous, yet from your perspective, time seems to disappear as the seconds tick by, and it seems as if the future is not yet present, yet it is rushing towards you. So in 2010, Uranus and Saturn will shift positions, and Uranus will move to Aries and Saturn will move to Libra. So the oppositions will in some regard shift the playing field, shift the stage. You follow this?
Uh-huh.
So while the stage is between Virgo and Pisces, that stage of full moon opposition interactiveness of Saturn Virgo may still keep things hidden. Do you understand? And may trigger and fine tune that revolutionary mind, the higher mind, through the dream state and through, let's say, fine tuning everyone's use of the body. And one of the ways people make use of the body is not to spend money everywhere, but to start saving. And when they save, they start to enjoy the moment more. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the value of the dollar. That is tanking. Many people will save, they'll end up with nothing, but it is the idea of it. You follow this?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now, when the dynamic changes, and it shall, we were at the Dancing Moon recently, and we talked about this particular date. It is the date of August, number 2. We believe that's correct.
Yes.
In 2010. 8-2-2010. At this particular time, Saturn and Uranus will be in opposition, and they will be shifting the signs from Aries and Libra. That will be their new opposition. And George will explain that in a moment. At the same time, they will be squaring Pluto. This point is going to be, let's say, a revolution. And now, let's see, George, how you can picture that revolution once it comes out of the dream state and the body higher mind state and it moves into spiritual drive. You understand? Aries is spiritual drive, but Libra is what?
Well, Libra is balance, but it's also how you relate to each other, how you relate to the world. It's politics, it's everything. It's how you...
It's the house of open enemies.
Open enemies, too. Yes.
You could find that let's say, humanity, in its fervency to express the dream state and to come into revolution or change and to bring about a new quality of life. And this change is not going to be based on, let's say, popping LSD or anything like this.
No.
This change is going to be driven by necessity.
Peace.
Yes.
One thought that I had is all those signs that have shifted will all be what are called in astrology cardinal signs.
And they will be making they will be sitting at the points of the cardinal cross. We are going to cover this. We are covering this in the next P Times article so that you can understand that whenever you touch those four places of the cardinal cross, what happens? Naturally, when the sun goes over those four points throughout the year, you have a change in season. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
That change in season precipitates a crisis of sort. One season must finish, another one must be born. And there's a new beginning, it's a change.
It's an initiation, too.
An initiation, exactly. And so when these three planets, Saturn, Uranus, are opposite each other, basically occupying the spring equinox and the fall equinox, and Pluto sitting up there at the winter solstice, squaring them by position now in Capricorn. How is that going to play out?
Collective initiation.